RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You can stream the show or listen on demand anytime. Just download the Odyssey app.
That's A-U-D-A-C-Y.
Save WEEI as a favorite and listen wherever you go. Now, more of WEEI Afternoons.
With Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson.
Fourth and final hour, WEEI Afternoons. Dan Ball, Tom Carroll, Scott McLaughlin, thanks so much for spending some time with us here on Friday just after 3 o'clock on December the 26th, 2025. Now in that limbo between Christmas and New Year's, which is the holiday season, but for us, we're bringing you WEEI Afternoons, and next we're bringing you coverage of bowl season, the Rate Bowl, R-A-T-E Bowl, coverage at 4 o'clock, kickoff at 4:30 from our friends at ESPN
Radio.
Have
you figured out what they're rating?
I think it's short for guaranteed rate, like the field. Zach Coe shaking his head in agree. Guaranteed rate field is somebody's field, so I think it's short for that. Go ahead, Zach. You could say it on the radio. That's fine.
It's the White Sox.
It's the White Sox. Thank you. Okay, that's they were U.S. Cellular for the longest time, and now it's that. So I think that's who's doing the rating. I don't know what they're.
This game is played at the Diamondback Stadium, actually, at Chase Field. So there we go.
So it's a mortgage
football game.
It's a mortgage company, if you're curious.
A baseball field.
So they're giving you mortgage rates.
All right.
Which is not fun at all. But you know what is fun, Jackson? That's the 3-point stance.
Green 19! Green 19! Green 19! Yeah, there you go!
It's the 3-point stance.
Just count to three.
That's three!
Three shall be the number thou shalt count.
Pierce for three. It's good.
Three fabulous flyers.
And the number of the counting shall be three.
Dot tip scores. Ties it 3-3.
On WEEI Afternoons.
Time for today's 3-point stance here on WEEI Afternoons, brought to you by Jeffrey Glassman Injury Lawyers, Boston's go-to injury attorney for over 30 years. If you've been hurt in a car or work accident, you got to get Glassman. Call all sevens at 617-777-7777. No Andy, no Fitzy, no Ted, no problem. You got three hosts, each of which will present their stances on the biggest stories in Boston sports and beyond. So fellas, welcome to the 3-point stance. Here's how it works. You get 60 seconds to present your stance, your take, your argument on whatever story you have chosen. I will lay the groundwork here with my 3-point stance. So Jackson, may I have 60 seconds on the clock, please? Yeah, you could just say yes. That's fine. Okay, 60 seconds starting right now. So yesterday, we talked about this a little bit earlier. There were 8 games that you had to try to keep track of on Christmas Day. Cavs, Knicks, Spurs, Thunder, Mavericks, Warriors, Rockets, Lakers, Timberwolves, Nuggets in the NBA, and then 3 additional games in the NFL. I know this is bad to admit this on the radio, but I paid little attention to all 8 games. I had a rudimentary idea of what was going on, but amidst family and friends and food and booze and games and presents and all that kind of stuff. Too many sports yesterday. So I have emerged from Christmas 2025 saying that Christmas should be a one-league holiday. And I don't really care which one it is. I am partial to the NFL over the NBA. But there was too much going on. There were too many great storylines, too many great games, too many great athletes for me to try to keep track of. So if the NBA wants to keep it, that's fine. If the NFL cannibalizes it, that's also fine. But no more NBA and NFL on the same Christmas Day. I need one league, a few games to watch so I can enjoy my holiday properly.
Okay.
Yeah, and you know what's really surprising is then there's like nothing today.
Yeah,
right. I'm like, there's... You would think at least maybe an NFL primetime game or something.
Right. And there was nothing on Christmas Eve really either except for a stray college game or two.
Right. So, like, for me, today's still great because I got World Junior Hockey. I'm going to be excited to go home and watch that. The U.S. starts at 6. Canada's at 8:30. But the non-diehard hockey fan, I'm like, what are you watching today?
I'm watching the Rate Bowl.
Yeah, that's what I'm watching. I'm listening to that at 937.
So what happens when you wake up from your nap when you're watching the Rate Bowl? Like, you're not watching on the edge of your seat watching that.
Yeah, I might be locked in. No, I think it's a great point. Like, I personally am the type of guy that likes to have the double screen going, right? Like, you have your main game, and then you have sort of like your iPad screen.
Absolutely.
And I think a lot of sports fans have become that way. Like, that's
it's like
Wiggy
calls it DP. Double projection.
There you go.
Perfect. So, you know, I guess
that's what came to mind for me first. I don't know about you guys.
I'm a DP guy, I guess. So, that's where we're headed, I think, as a society when it comes to sports. And I think you just need to evolve. I'm sorry.
So here's the deal. I am a two screen guy in my.
But you don't like it.
Well, I didn't have that yesterday is the point.
Yeah, okay.
I was playing an away game for Christmas, as I will do for holidays. And even when I go home to visit my parents, they are a one-screen household.
Fair.
And my aunts that I was at was a one-screen household. So I can either be watching the game and watching something on my phone, or I can just enjoy the one game that's on and not have to worry about other stuff going on and just not overcomplicate it. Now, almost every other day, Tom, I will watch it two, three, four, whatever. I'll break out the laptop, put something on my phone just to make sure that I'm watching everything and I can kind of loosely pay attention to all the games. Christmas just isn't that day for me. It's just not a day where I want to pay attention to to multiple sports leagues going on, especially when there's like incredible matchups going on in the NBA.
Yeah, we had just the one screen on, and that one screen was background noise. It's just there. You check in on it when you get up for a drink or whatever. It wasn't until the night game, the Chiefs-Broncos game, that I was actually locked in on anything. And that game wasn't even that good. So, but yeah, that was like, okay, I'm finally back home. I'm going to sit down, relax, and I'll actually watch this. But yeah, everything during the day, there's too much other stuff going on.
I'm a DP guy, I guess.
Zach Coe, are you a one league holiday guy? I know sports were a big part of your Christmas.
Yeah, I like your take because it's kind of like what Scott said. It's just kind of background noise.
Yeah.
So when there's too much going on, you can't follow. And I'm actually a TP guy. I'm a triple screen guy.
Oh, whoa.
Between the college basketball, football, and then right whatever else is on. So usually I go three screens. But yesterday I just had the other two off because you don't need them. Like, I didn't need to see both. Like, it was just all background noise to me.
Yeah.
You were watching college basketball yesterday? Sick. Brag, bro.
Well, there wasn't any on because they killed the Diamond Head Classic, which I could go on about for the next 45 minutes, but nobody wants to hear that.
That's so. Correct. So we'll move on. We'll move on. Like, you know, the nerds in the Ball extended household were playing Clue during that. Like, you know, there's other stuff that's
you're
going
a Clue
on.
Clue household. Huh?
We were this year. Okay. Never had done it before. There's games that pop up on.
That's a little too involved.
Sick brag, bro.
It's a little too involved, I feel like, for like a holiday.
Well, yeah, game. During the first beer, it was a lot of fun. As you then go to the subsequent ones, you start to lose track of who's presented what information.
Yeah.
But, and you have the classic games where you have the scratch tickets and you play left, right, center and or stuff with cards and all that kind of stuff. But yeah, for some reason, that was the game that was busted out yesterday. Okay, so my 3-point stance: I am a one league guy for the holidays. We have a DP guy in Tom and a TP guy and Zach Coe that we've also learned. You get all the information here during the 3-point stance. All right, Tom, you get 60 seconds for your 3-point stance. Are you ready?
And go.
All right, so I saw this comment from Stefon Diggs today from the locker room. I was not down at Gillette. I was here, but I read this comment on X, and you will hear it now.
Hi, I'm Stefon Diggs, and this is the sound, and this is how it sounded when I said the thing that I said, and
yeah,
it was really important.
Yeah, that's what happens on holidays is that things get forgotten really quickly. I'm sorry about that.
No worries at all. I hope this doesn't eat into my time.
It doesn't. We'll give you an extra 20 seconds. What did he say?
Let's talk about what he said. Why don't you tell us what he said and what it means?
You know, so basically the gist of Stephon Diggs' point was he doesn't care about the Pro Bowl because he was asked about Marcus Jones being snubbed from the Pro Bowl and the fact that the Patriots only had two Pro Bowlers on their roster despite being...
Oh, I thought you said something.
Oh, no.
You did, into the microphone.
I think you guys are on the air right now.
Yeah, I'm falling apart here, man. It's coming off the rails. My bad.
Again, okay. I hope this doesn't eat into my time.
No.
Essentially,
your 5 minutes starts now.
My main point here is I don't think the Patriots are incorrect to say that no one cares about the Pro Bowl because the Pro Bowl does not matter anymore, and the NFL either needs to get rid of it or treat it like a serious thing and actually put the best players at every position in the game. And I know guys opt out of it and it's a flag football game now and all this. Like, football is not the type of sport that breeds all-star game. Like, it's not, it just doesn't work like that. So these guys saying they don't care about it and the fact that guys like Marcus Jones aren't making the Pro Bowl, it all kind of feeds into the idea that this thing doesn't need to exist anymore. And it, like, I think the point would have been better suited if you heard Stephon Diggs make it, but
I liked you
I'm trying
making
my
it,
best.
Though. I liked your point very much as the clock comes to a close there on Tom's first 3-point stance, and Tom just got to see truly the chaos that can that can come from this segment, especially during the holiday season.
Yeah, that was fun.
This is why I'm not on the morning show anymore.
Well, yeah, there you go. We get treated in the afternoon show. So your point about the Pro Bowl just in general is a really interesting one because it of all the all-star events is the one that either needs a complete refresh or just to do away with it in general because they tried the refresh with the flag football. Kind doesn't really move.
No, it doesn't
needle.
Work at all.
Right, but I get why they did it because they want to. Guys are worried about getting hurt and with the speed of the game and all that kind of stuff. And I get it, but I'm kind of team. Just let it die. Give guys the accolade, and that's fine. And you can add it to your resume, and you can use it in contract negotiations. But the event itself, I don't know what you do with it personally.
Like Scott, we were at Four Nations. Like, how awesome was Four Nations? The NFL can never do anything like that.
No, and yeah, I mean, I can't remember the last time I watched anything related to the Pro Bowl, whether it was the game, the scrimmages, the skills, like none of it. It's honestly probably been a decade because it just, you're right. It's like, what's the point of this? It does feel like it's really only a mark on the guy's resume, which is nice. But then even that gets warped because so many guys make it like the sixth choice quarterback because other guys backed down. It's like, what are they even backing out from? Like, they're not even doing anything anymore. So, I would be fine just making it, yeah, okay, name the team, and then that's it. It's on their resume. I'm sure from the NFL side, it's, well, there's still money to be made there.
Yeah, 10 million people still watch it.
Why you're doing something. Yeah, like, I remember.
Really?
When,
something like that.
Yeah,
oh,
when they were still doing the games, it was like, it would outrate the NBA ABC afternoon game. That
right.
Year.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
So there's still free money there for the league, so I don't think it's going to completely go away. But personally, I cannot be any less interested in the Pro Bowl.
Last point on this. Christian Gonzalez was an all-pro last season and did not make the Pro Bowl. It's just an unserious product.
Absolutely.
It needs to go away.
Yeah, the voting process is bizarre and too even, quite honestly, between fans and coaches and players. And there are inconsistencies there. And, yeah, the product itself is just not a fun watch. From the 508, bring back the old skills competition, and that's it. I don't necessarily mind that. The how far can you throw the ball? I see those clips all the time of some of the old stuff. But an interesting point on the Pro Bowl and the impact on Stephon Diggs that will continue to be a conversation here as we move down the stretch. But, Scott, you have 60 seconds for your 3-point stance. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. And go.
So, I've seen the future of the 2026 Boston Red Sox, and you know how I know how it looks? Because it looks just like last year, which is going to be a fun regular season. Like, let's not lose sight of that. The 2025 Red Sox were fun.
They were.
All those Friday night walk-offs, the magic of the Green Monster, Jaren Durant hitting inside the park home runs, Crochet being an absolute ace. Like, it was great, and I think you're going to get that again. And the Red Sox are going to be all around it. They're going to be in the playoff hunt. They'll make the playoffs. You know, Sonny Gray, nice addition to the rotation. Wilson Contreras solves first base. Craig Breslow says it's a priority to add another bat. I think they will. Probably Alex Bregman or maybe Bo Bichette or maybe someone lesser than that. But it's still not going to be enough. They're not going to do enough at the deadline. They're not going to do enough to get over the top because this is not a win-at-all-cost team right now. It's win at the right cost.
Ooh, yeah, it's good sad. Line at the end.
Yeah, it's sad, isn't it? It's sad that after last year, because we talked ourselves into, oh, it's going to be Red Sox and Rangers in the ALCS, Red Sox and Braves in the World Series. Look at their win totals. Everybody who talks to us from the broadcast are saying 92 wins this year. And it was a very fun regular season, you're right. And then you flame out against the New York Yankees. But we have departed those times. We are kind of back where we were in seasons past of, I am looking at a third-place team right now. I'm looking at a third-place roster with seemingly third-place wild card aspirations, and it's disappointing because I really thought you had some momentum from last season that you could build on and be back amongst the upper echelon of teams in baseball.
If they somehow bring in one more bat that we all like and one more arm, I think they're probably done bringing in arms, but who knows? Is this a completely different conversation? Like, are they truly one bat and one arm away for us being like, okay, they can win a World Series?
No, because I still don't think... I mean, it always depends on who it is. If you're going to tell me they're going to get Bo Bichette and somehow still pull off like a Joe Ryan trade, like, okay, now we're talking. But most likely, I think the only move left is probably bringing back Alex Bregman. I think, once again, they're going to wait out the market. It's going to be frustrating. We're going to be like, why not just sign him right away if you want him back? But they're going to wait it out, and they're going to be proven right because they'll get him at their price. And then that'll be it. I don't think there is another starter, to your point. Like, I don't think that's coming. So it's not going to be enough to – it's – I'll be excited just because I like watching the Red Sox and I like when they're good. And it was fun last year and it'll be pretty fun again. But they haven't done enough to go over the top. Like, the way that Breslow even was talking to start the offseason where you hear, like, an acknowledgement of – we want a number two, like, running mate for Crochet. And then you get Sonny Gray, and it's like...
that's well, that's not really what you're talking about.
Yeah, it's like, that's not that. And he's talking about, you know, middle of the order pop, and, like, that's important, showing up the middle of our order. It's like, all right, well, you got Wilson Contreras, who's a good hitter, but you still don't have a big home run guy.
Right.
Like, there was one sitting right there in free agency, ugh, Pete Alonso, who you could have got.
That three-year offer for $85 million, if that's real... that is so embarrassing.
Yeah, and it tells you everything you need to know about how the Red Sox view competing for championships, which is that they don't.
It has to be on their terms, like you said.
Yeah, they still haven't signed a free agent. And the two biggest trades they made, there was salary retained. It's like, no. That kind of tells you all you need to know about how they're approaching
this. Yeah, you somehow made money this
offseason. Why do they act like they're the Rays?
Because, so you know how teams, when they're walking out of the locker room, there's something that's like plastered up above.
Play like a champion.
Exactly, yeah. The Red Sox, when they walk into the office every day, it says organizational efficiency. And Breslow taps that, and the rest of his robots tap it. And that's the motto. That's the mantra. They might as well have it tattooed somewhere for all I care.
It's so infuriating.
Because you can't. Tom, I've never seen anything like it that... you simply are not allowed to make a financial mistake anymore. You can't make the Ruzne Castillo mistake. You can't make a Carl Crawford mistake. Any of those, you're simply not allowed to do it.
Yeah.
You have to undervalue the market so badly and embarrass yourself and just hope to God that some player says, you know what? I want to play at Fenway Park so bad. I want to play in Boston so bad that I'll take it. And that's what it is. There is no appetite for spending a singular dollar incorrectly anymore for the Red
and
Sox.
You mentioned those names, and we can throw in the Pablo Sandovals of the world, and there's a million of examples of it over a 20-year span for the Red Sox. But you know what else they did in that span? They won four World Series, mm-hmm, and they spent a lot of money on guys that did pan out and helped them win World Series. So, like, you got to make these dart throws and hope that some of them stick, because that's what leads to you having a 2018 team that's a wagon wire to wire, and you can win a World Series. Like, the way they're set up now, they have great talent and it's going to be fun. But unless you get those few extra pieces to push you over the top, and unless you're willing to take those swings, you're going to be sort of in this wild card malaise. It's just, it's brutal.
It's fun with a ceiling. It's fun with the ceiling of a wild card exit.
And that's why it's fun, because like, we've put the expectation at like, oh, like imagine if this team did this. So when they do like have those little moments, like, ah, like it makes you pine for what could be.
Yeah.
And the expectation is low.
And every agent knows that. So the Red Sox are always going to be mentioned in the conversation for the biggest free agents out there. They'll be mentioned for the Pete Alonzos, for the Bobichets, for the Alex Bregmans, because every agent knows if I attach the Red Sox, it's going to get fanfare. Everybody on Twitter, everybody on the radio, and everywhere else is going to start to talk about it 6 ways to Sunday, and all of a sudden my client's value goes up, knowing full well that the Boston Red Sox aren't actually going to pay what I'm asking for my guy.
It's just infuriating.
But let's leave this here for a moment, because there was another Red Sox story, a couple that came out of the last 2 days worth of the holiday season that we'll get to. And we'll also catch up with Ramondre Stevenson, running back for the New England Patriots. If you missed our conversation, we'll play a fair bit of that for you coming up later on in the 3 o'clock hour.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first 2 orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
You can watch the show anytime via our live stream on Twitch.
Just go to twitch.tv/BostonWEEI.
And check out WEEI on YouTube for our video on-demand content updated daily. Now, more of WEEI Afternoons.
With Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson.
Back here on WEEI talking about the Boston Red Sox and a report from Jeff Passan on maybe the biggest lightning rod on the Red Sox roster, that is outfielder Jaron Duran. Passan said the following, quote, "The Red Sox believe Duran is worth a front-of-the-rotation starter. At this point, no one has been willing to pay that. Considering the return the Rays got for Shane Boz, teams are going to be much more emboldened to price starting pitchers very aggressively, even with the paucity of good bats left beyond the very top of the free agent market." Jaron Duran for a top-of-the-line starter. So essentially, Jaron Duran for Cole Reagans, Freddie Peralta, or Joe Ryan. Personally, I hear that and I go,
no
Duran's
way.
Not worth that.
No, yeah, there's no way.
I think Duran and something, a nice shiny penny, could potentially net you a player like that. But a guy, and if we're talking about Duran coming off of his 2024 season, where he's an MVP candidate. He's an 8-WAR player. He's an incredible defensive center fielder in addition to the offense that he was bringing. All right, then let's have that conversation. But Duran being a 250 hitter that could kind of hit leadoff until he couldn't, then kind of hit third until he couldn't, then hit sixth or seventh for a while, then hit leadoff again when Roman Anthony was hurt. That's a guy who I look at and go, yeah, you're a middle-of-the-road player. You flash as maybe one of the better players in baseball, but I'm not investing a top-of-the-line starter in a guy who I'm just not sure if he's any better than a 250 hitter over the course of a full season.
So when I hear that report, it screams of something that's coming from the Red Sox side.
Yeah.
Because I remember a few weeks ago, and I think it was Passan who had this, who said that the Red Sox were valuing Duran like he was still an 8-WAR player on the market. And they were kind of pricing themselves out of deals for Duran because they're like, well, you know, he's an 8-WAR player. You got to give us X, Y, and Z. When I think last year he was at 4.7, and that even feels high for like what he was. Like I think it was those peaks, those few weak moments where he looked good, where, like you said, he was hitting leadoff and then he wasn't. He was hitting third and then he wasn't. He really profiled more as a guy that was in line with who he was before 24, who flashed from time to time, fast dude, athletic, but makes dumb plays in the field and strikes out when you don't want him to strike out.
Right, right.
Yeah, so, it's the Red Sox just wanting like the best of both worlds, which is, oh, we got to move an outfield because we have a log jam. Well, Duran will surely, we need a front-of-the-line starter. Duran will surely get us that.
Yeah.
It's like, no, he's not going to be valued that way. This goes back, it was the same thing last year, except with Tristan Casas, where, you know, you hear Casas thrown out there in rumors for name your Seattle Mariners starter. It was like always the Mariners.
Yeah.
And it's like, no, him alone isn't going to get you that. You're going to have to throw in a pretty good prospect if that's really what you want. And yeah, I just don't. Where this ends up is fascinating to me because it's like, okay, for now, sure, you can hold out, wait, think you're going to get this dream offer for Jaron Duran. But at some point, you do actually have to move an outfielder. Like, you do have too many of them.
He's going to get moved, right? Like, I don't think they're going to move Seydon Rafaela or Willy or Abreu, just given the upside of those players and what they can do in the field and, you know, honestly, what they can do at the plate at a higher level than I think Duran at a more consistent level. And obviously they're not moving Roman Anthony.
Right.
And I don't think Duran is the type of guy that is going to want to be that fourth outfielder platoon guy. Like, he is flashy. He wants to be, you know, on the marquee. I think he enjoys himself being in that celebrity athlete type of role. Like, if we're doing this list after the list we did earlier, where the top athletes in Boston after the 24 season, he's in that discussion as like one of the Red Sox. So I don't know. Like, if Breslow has said, I'm content keeping Duran, I'm content like having four outfielders, our four guys heading into next season, I don't know that Duran is going to be.
Jaron Duran for a frontline starter, I'd do it. Every Red Sox fan out there would do it. But yeah, I'm not sure 29 other teams would do that. But earlier in the show, we caught up with the running back for the New England Patriots, Ramondre Stevenson. He had a lot to say about his partnership with Travion Henderson and what to expect this weekend against the Jets. We'll revisit that conversation for you next.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
Now, more of WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens, and Ted Johnson.
From Andre Stevenson on a Patriots Friday is brought to you by Shaw's in Star Market. Go shopping, get rewarded. Ramondre, it is Dan, Tom, and Scott with you. How are you, sir?
Yes, sir. I'm doing good. How y'all doing?
We're all doing great. How was the holiday for you? How was the holiday for the family?
It was good. Had a couple of my family members out here. Got my grandma out here. My aunt, my cousins had some good Christmas dinner, so it was a nice day.
Very nice. Okay, good. Well, it's how was the return then to the practice field? Were the guys showing any kind of signs of some Christmas wear and tear, or everybody back with all the energy today?
No, we came back ready to go. Attention to detail was at an all-time high, and we ready to get another dub under our belt.
Ramondre, we saw reports today that Trevion Henderson was back out on the field without the non-contact injury. Just how good is it to see your running mate back out there seemingly as close to full go here at practice ahead of this game on Sunday?
It's great to have him back out there. It's kind of my role dog out there. I think we need each other. We feed off each other. And we need everybody we can have on our team healthy. So it's great to have him back out there.
Ramondre, how has that relationship with Trevion Henderson evolved throughout this season? Because you guys, especially these last couple of games, really have started to form quite the dynamic tandem.
Yeah, exactly. Personally, I wish we could have got it started earlier in the season. It wasn't going really my way and things like that, but I think we're kind of getting it going. We still got a long way to go. We're still both learning each other, learning what we need on the field and things like that. So I think it's going good, and, the tandem, I think it's starting.
What do you think the sort of key to you guys both emerging here at this point in the season has been? Like you said, earlier in the year you were dealing with some fumbling issues, and Trevion necessarily wasn't a huge part of the offense yet, and it feels like you're both kind of hitting your stride here later in the year. What do you think the key to that has been?
They've been doing a great job. Just like a lot of the other people on our team, they come to work and, they're ready to learn, they're ready to get better. And I think those O-line and running back meetings, run meetings, been, helping us out a lot, just hearing what the running back's supposed to do, hearing what the O-line's supposed to do, just so we're all on the right track and things like that. So I think those O-line meetings with the running backs and quarterbacks is helping a lot.
So you guys have those meetings together. Have the running backs been invited to the O-line dinners that have been so famous this season, or is it just a them thing?
No, I've been to a couple O-line dinners too. We get out there with them as well.
Okay. All right. Did they live up to the stories? Are they as fun and everything that we hear publicly?
Yeah, I got to admit they are. That's a fun group. They have fun.
Were you there in the box at the Celtics game where Will Campbell got his Jumbotron moment?
No, unfortunately, I didn't. I missed that one. Unfortunately, I missed that one. That was a good moment, though.
Ramondre, are we going to ever see you chugging a beer on the Jumbotron?
No, sir. I'm not a beer drinker at all. I'm lead at the wheel.
Well, fair. At least we know you'll be the one with the phone that's filming it, like all of us wanted to do when we saw
exactly.
That.
I'll be a spectator.
It's been an interesting couple weeks for your group. You guys have had a lot of injuries piling up on both sides of the football. So can you tell us a little bit about the next man up mentality that you've seen from your group and how you've seen other players respond with some key guys going down?
That's just a testament of them and who they are and how they step in this building just ready to go, preparing like a starter. And I feel like that's what good teams do. There's no drop off when the next man comes in, and I think we do a good job at just preparing everybody, and everybody's locked in, whether they're a starter or a little bit down the depth chart or even the practice squad. They prepare like starters, and I respect them for that.
Ramondre, you've been here obviously for a while now, and you had a new head coach this year in Mike Vrabel. What has he meant to you? What kind of things have you learned from him as you've gotten to know him over the course of this season?
He's going to hold you accountable. He has your back. He's going to treat you the way you treat the team. And I think that's how it should be. If you're, putting your best foot forward, being intentional about things and, trying to get better, he's ultimately going to have your back. He's not just going to, turn around and, lead you to dry or anything like that, like he could have done with me fumbling and things. But I think he has our back. He's with us. He's played this game at a high level, so it's easy to, listen to what he's saying and follow his direction.
So you guys have Breece Hall on deck this weekend and then Devon Achane to close out the season. And it got me thinking about sort of the high-level running backs across the league and you being a guy that's had a lot of success in this league. Who are some of the guys that you look at to try and take parts of their game to add to your game as you continue to improve here throughout the season?
You'll think I'm crazy, but I look at everybody. I'm a bigger back, but I even look at the 190-pound back, see what they're doing, see how they're, seeing the defense. And I look at everybody, man. I'm not going to lie. When I'm watching football, I'm watching that running back and trying to look what he sees and things like that. So I watch everybody. I don't really boil it down to one back or things like that. I think it's a lot of great backs in the league that, do different things well.
How important to your personal success as a player in the NFL is being a student of the game, watching games, watching film, even watching film of, rival teams and players? How big of an element in your preparation to be successful is being a student of the game?
I think it's 70-75% of the game, honestly. Without that, I don't think I would be as good as I am on third down. I think all my third down reps, when I really learned from them, came from watching film and watching guys like James White do it in this system and just seeing how he sees the defense. If you're not looking at the defense, you don't know, who could possibly come and stuff like that. Third down would be a nightmare for you. So I think third down is where I really made my strides in watching film and where it helped me out a lot.
Ramondre, I wanted to ask you about Josh McDaniels as well. He was – your offensive coordinator your rookie year, and now he's back when you're in year five here. Is he the same guy? Is it the same kind of stuff, or have you noticed changes that he's brought this time around?
Yeah, of course there's some wrinkles and stuff like that, but I think his system is his system. So I still have my rookie notebook that I had my rookie year for the first day of OTAs and training camp this year, and it kind of installs it the same and all. So I was kind of above the eight ball with everybody else. But yeah, Josh, he's a great OC, great guy. I love that dude. He knows what I do well. He knows what I need to work on, things like that. So I'm glad he came back and we're having success with him.
Patriots running back Ramondre Stevenson with us here on WEEI. So the New York Jets on deck this weekend. As you've studied the tape, as you've gotten ready for this matchup, what are some of the things you've noticed about the Jets defense that you can take advantage of and that you've just seen in getting ready for this week?
They're an aggressive defense, so they flow pretty fast. The linebackers like to, fill gaps. So where, me and Travion and the running backs can take advantage of that is, trying to set them up, bringing them to the combo box and like that, things like that, and then cutting off of it. So, great group, great front seven though. It's gonna be a dogfight out there, but we got some things for them, I think.
Little extra added bit of motivation for the group this week with a potential division title on the line. Is that something you guys even consider when you're going into a game?
Yeah, I'm be honest with you. Yeah, we want the division. We want the division bad. So we're not letting up, taking these games easy, these last two games or anything. We're going out there to win. You know, win the football game ultimately.
Two quick holiday questions, and then we'll let you go because you've been so generous with your time. First of all, you probably saw it on social media. Drake May's wife, Ann Michael, did the 25 days of Bake Miss. Did you get a chance to sample any of the baking from Ann Michael May during the course of the Christmas season?
I did. I was lucky enough to. I think it was the peppermint white macadamia nut, I think Drake brought those to the stadium. So I indulge in those. Those are great.
Okay. That's a solid one.
Sounds
if there was
bomb,
one that was going to come from the 25 days.
Yeah, I'm glad I got that one, right?
Yeah, that for 100% on that one. And then what's either the best gift that you received this year for the holiday or the best gift that you gave someone?
The best gift I received this year was a towel warmer.
Ooh,
I like that one because I was supposed to get it last year, yeah. And, you know, it's cold out here in Boston, so having a warm shower, I think, going to be great. I might use it tonight for the first time.
Okay, well, excited to hear the reports on that. That's something you don't even think you need.
Never heard of it in my life, to be honest.
But I mean, I it sounds like it makes the experience a lot better. So I'm going to poke around on that one as well. But on the cold weather topic too, you know, coming from where you came now a couple years in New England, is there anything that changes for you either preparation or execution wise when the weather does get as cold as it does here in New England?
Not really. I think it's kind of just a mental thing. And I actually was on the field today telling my teammates, like, wow, it took 5 years to kind of get used to it. It was just 8 degrees out there, and I wasn't really that cold. So it took 5 years to get, you know, semi-used to it. So I'm glad that's happening. But it's really a mental thing just going out there and, you know, just being mentally tough.
Well, that is Ramondre Stevenson. And, gentlemen, that is WEEI Afternoons. Tom, pleasure to work with you, my friend. Enjoy Christmas Carol tomorrow.
Yes, we will be seeing you.
That's right. That's
okay,
right about that.
Scott
McLaughlin, pleasure as well. Great job covering the Bruins. Look forward to watching that moving forward.
Looking forward to it as well. Tom and I are back on the radio tomorrow, by the way. 12 to 4.
Who are we working with? Just the two?
Joe Weil with us.
Oh, Joe's a beauty. That's going to be a great show. So tune in for that. We got coverage of college football coming up next. Thank you, Zach. Thank you, Jackson. Have a great rest of your Friday. See ya.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.